lie down. Play dead.
All right, well, I'm surrounded by snacks. There's too many snacks in this episode. There's a weekly segment of Chris's snacks of the day, which is the weirdest segment because it has nothing to do with movies.
No, but we have to eat
food. What are you talking about?
It has to do with the day.
Yeah. You also always have snacks with movies.
Yeah, well, at the movie theater, yeah.
Yeah, well,
last week we had popcorn.
Usually you eat the snack during the movie. We eat the snack on the podcast and then
sometimes
go watch the movie.
Well,
we have some of it on the podcast, and then go eat later.
You guys are eating that, or Dylan was eating that nasty popcorn.
All right, well, we have to pretend like this is someone's first episode, no matter what. So, this is B-Movie Deathmatch. It's a podcast where people watch bad movies. No one else has ever done that before in the history of podcasting. We're the first movie podcast. I'm surprised no one else ever put this together.
Because nobody else wants to, right?
No one else wants to watch bad movies and talk about them, just because it's not a good conversation base. The show is essentially...
He's hungry. Let's eat his pie.
All right, I guess we're having pie now.
Okay.
Pie from a box.
Wait, we have to explain about the day.
Okay.
We need to explain the show. Then we need everyone to introduce themselves. Then we need to have the segment, here's what I did today.
And wait, that's a segment?
Yeah. Nah, that should be a segment. I worked. That's it.
That's the same thing every day.
And ahead of yourself.
All right.
And then finally, we get to Chris's snack of the day. Then we go over the movie we're about to watch. Then we do predictions.
You're describing this like it is that
very
structured.
Very routine.
It is not that structured.
But if this is someone's first episode, they're very scared. And I'm, of course, speaking of Brock Turner, because he's the only person who listens to our podcast. He likes structure, all right? He needs it in his life. It's how he's going to get things back together. He needs the structure of this goes here, then this happens, then this happens.
It mostly has to do with passed out women. But yeah, the structure of his life. Yeah, he's a bad person.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad we
insult our one fan, Chris.
Yes, Brock Lesnar.
I mean, his name right.
Who's Lesnar? Brock Lesnar is the famous wrestler.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Brock Turner's the famous rapist.
Yes. He's a terrible rapist.
No, Brock, he's a famous swimmer. His dad told us not to call him a rapist.
Brock.
That's true.
Thanks for listening, buddy. We'll get you a t-shirt soon enough. Your support means the world to us. Maybe you can throw us a donation one of these days.
He is wealthy,
that's true.
Please don't.
Jesus Christ. B-Movie Deathmatch is a show where you try to predict what's going to happen in a bad movie for points. That's the entirety of that.
How do we predict what's going to be in the movie?
You watch the trailer.
Okay. Wait, who are you?
I'm Tommy. That's it. I don't have any name more than that.
No, nothing
I don't
more.
Have more name than that.
Nothing
because
more.
Of a stalker.
Nothing more.
That's just Tommy. You know what? From here on out, it's Harvey. I'm Harvey.
All right.
Harvey, new name.
Your name has been in
multiple
episodes.
We can't go back and
we can't
re-edit.
Edit out.
This is episode one now. This is now episode one.
Oh. I've already uploaded some.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
All of we've been doing this for
weeks. Require work.
Anyways, I'm Tommy. Who the hell?
That would require work. Thanks, Arlen.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
I am Chris Sean Morgan. Krishan.
Or Crispy Bacon.
Nope. If my name... I get to choose my name if we can't call you by yours.
Chris S. Bacon. Okay, that's fair. Who's this woman? I hear a woman's voice, but I don't see them because it's a podcast.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm visiting today. I'm Dana Lauren, and I'm happy to be watching horrible movies with you guys.
You can use your full name. There's nothing wrong with using your full name.
I don't want to support Brock Turner or help him get structure in his life.
He really reacts well to the episodes of women guests.
I'm sure he does.
Brock gets really excited that we've got a lady on the show.
No, usually he doesn't like when they talk.
Jesus Christ.
Chris, go. You're banned.
Dana, you have a great name for film because of Ghostbusters and Dana Scully.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
And I'm sure
there's a thought you were going to say Dana Carvey.
There is no Dana. Only Zool.
I thought like Dana Carvey, the comedian.
Hey, let me be like an actual show of an actual host of an actual show. I understand that you're writing a doctorate thesis on...
Dissertation,
a doctorate dissertation presentation on... Alfred Hitchcock.
I am, and I'm avoiding working on it right now by being on this show.
You can work it into the dissertation. I don't think people actually read those things.
That's true. Well, just my committee, so we'll see.
Well, no one listens to this, so it should balance itself.
We can't make this joke enough. Brock Turner listens to this. All right, now we've got into our structure. Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot. You don't belong.
I don't belong here, apparently. Arlen, I'm done.
According to our fan survey, he's the least popular with our base.
It's Brock. Why?
It's awesome. Brock, no.
Also, because we edit you out of every episode.
Oh, my God.
It's really weird.
All my casual misogyny.
Oh, okay. Well, that was fun. Chris, what's your snack of the day? There's like eight snacks.
I thought we had a segment before this.
What's the segment before that?
What did you do today?
Oh, Jesus. That was a terrible idea on my part.
What did you do today, Arlen?
I went to work and then I came here.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Surprised.
I went to Lowe's and I bought stuff to make a door jam, and I made a door jam. And then I ate a lot of chicken nuggets. And then I tried to go for a run, but I'd eaten too many chicken nuggets. And so to make myself feel better, I counted how many miles I'd run all month long. All right.
Because if you look at it from that standpoint,
how many chicken nuggets did you eat?
Just 20, but you know, that's enough to keep you...
20? Did you go twice or did you order all at once?
Instead of ordering fries, you double the amount of nuggets.
Well, you pretend. You get on the phone and you act like you're ordering for your friend, but then it's just really all for you.
No, you're just shameless. You just walk up. They don't judge.
Oh.
They work at McDonald's.
Take that, McDonald's workers.
Brock Turner really likes it when we make fun of low-income workers. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that was a terrible idea, but what else would you guys do today?
Oh, yes. What did I do
today? I'm going to eat this pie.
Today was actually one of my days off. You can't do that until I introduce the snacks.
So you can open the snack really loud, but I can't eat it until you introduce it?
I was opening a snack for comedic purposes. Also, it's supposed to be a surprise. Let's not pull the curtains aside.
Just go ahead and say what you did today.
I did nothing because I happened to have a day off at both of my jobs today, and it rarely happens, and I was happy, so I slept.
And you played lots of video games.
And I played a lot of video games. And I had lunch, and I had a steak for lunch.
What video game did you play?
I played Uncharted 4 earlier, and then I played Lego Harry Potter,
whoa,
and then I played Ho-Ho...
Ho-Ho. Ho-Ho is like a fun game.
Ho-Ho-Con.
Ho-Ho-Con. It's a one where you play as a...
Santa?
It's Ho-Ho-Kadumpkin or something.
Boko Haram?
Ho-Ho-Kum. Ho-Ho-Kum.
It's more than that. It's more than...
That's it. Ho-Ho-Kum.
Okay. But you play as a... You play as a seaman... That you travel around
chimney to chimney,
and you solve puzzles, and you find your other semen friends.
But what do you play as?
Semen.
What's that?
I thought semen. It's like one sperm.
So was actually a sperm then. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
you
okay, hold on. It is not.
Arlen thought it was a pirate.
Yeah,
game.
That was a pirate.
And you were just being an asshole.
Yeah.
No.
But speaking of semen, what movie are we going to watch today?
We haven't heard what Dana did today.
Oh, we also haven't introduced my snacks yet.
Well,
Arlen, you were trying to make
a
structure.
I had such a good segue.
Structure.
Look, man, I don't care. Brock apparently hates me. So.
I woke up very early this morning to teach two college-level classes this morning.
That's pretty
before
cool.
Trying my very best to avoid work for the rest of the day.
You have to read a lot of essays, don't you?
Not yet. It's only week two, so... But yes, eventually I will have to.
That's going to be terrible.
But the power of the red pen is intoxicating and makes it much better.
I used to write papers just to piss you people off, so...
You people?
Oh.
TAs. Or teaching? Teachers?
Oh, TAs?
I don't know. I don't know anything. There is no Dana. There's only Zool. Chris, looks like you got snacks today. Like 80 fucking snacks.
Yeah, what kind of pie did you bring?
I just got a variety of snacks.
You got too many snacks.
Okay.
You overdid the snacks.
It's not even half as much as we had last time, and I still have that stupid popcorn from last time.
Oh, God, it's looking at me.
It's gross.
So gross.
Give it to, like, birds or something.
It's literally sitting across the kitchen, just
staring
at us.
Send it to your favorite fan.
Should we sign the bag?
I mean, I'm sure he'd like it better than a t-shirt.
Yeah, maybe.
We all know he doesn't like clothing anyways.
Ooh. Oh.
Sorry, that was really bad.
That's good. I'll excuse myself. No, stay with it. You're right. You're right in the spirit of the show.
It's par for the course. So, this week, today, is National Pie Day.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So, I've brought three kinds of pie. There is an apple pie, which is going to take 30 more minutes to cook.
But it's a very tiny pie.
It is very tiny. I thought it would take much less time. But yeah, it is going to take 30 minutes. Then I've got a chocolate cream pie and a key lime pie. And then tomorrow is National Peanut Butter Day. If you listen to the first half of our episode on the Cowboy Way, we already ate peanut butter.
Oh, by the way, if you were wondering what ended up happening in Cowboy Way, we got too tired and had to stop, and so we're doing an intermission, and Dylan will be over later to finish the episode and solve the mystery. Dana, you could be a little lost here. Solve the mystery of if Luis Guzman fucked that cow in the mouth or not.
That's not the mystery. That happens in the trailer. That's true. The mystery is whether or not he falls in love with the cow.
Are they going steady or something by the time
that's what all the predictions are.
Okay.
It did not happen in the first two-thirds of the movie. Okay. So
if they're ready for to put a label on it, that would be.
If he likes it, he should put a ring on it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
My wild card is they get married.
Oh my god. He proposes to her and then puts the ring through her nose.
I'm not going to watch that with a fat half. You also have Wingstop. That's another snack.
But that's a meal.
It's not an official
snack. This is not for sharing.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not for sharing, but it's still a snack that's on this table.
We also have freshly ground peanut butter.
Can I eat some?
It was made
with... Oh, but put it back in.
This pie.
It was made within the last hour.
No, don't...
I mixed it with peanut butter in the pie.
I guess
it was made within the last hour.
That's true. But he don't put the spoon back.
Freshest, high-quality peanut butter.
I'm going to eat this now.
So, Tommy's trying the peanut butter and the pie mixed together.
Mm.
Would you like to grab a spoon, Dana?
We'll
and get some peanut
some
butter?
Hey, guess what? That was fucking delicious.
And would you like to try some peanut butter?
Sure.
Take the spoon for your pie as well.
This isn't like Jif. It's not.
It's very dry.
We're actually sponsored by Jif. They're our sponsors corner of the day, which I forgot to mention.
Oh, yeah. We have sponsors. Share some of the pie. There's not enough chocolate pie to go around.
I thought everyone had a slice, so I just started eating my slice like a normal human being.
Yeah, but we have 2 slices of chocolate, 2 slices of key lime.
Does anyone like key lime more than they like chocolate? How about you eat the majority of yours and then we'll trade?
All right.
Works. Being adults here. Speaking of...
But my pies, Tommy, my pies.
Oh, and these are Edwards brand key lime pies.
You can find them on Squarespace.
Edwards.
Think of a slogan there, bud. When you started the joke, you gotta finish the joke.
When you just need a fresh cream pie, call Edwards. I don't know.
Edwards. Out of 3 stars, we give it 3.14. That's kind of clever, I guess.
Okay.
That's a joke. That qualifies as being humorous.
I'm thinking about Edward Norton in American History X. He would have been a lot happier had he had just some pie. He kind of felt so violent.
Edward Norton's pies. First off, your enemies. Didn't have a pie.
What about John Edwards?
John Edwards.
He liked cream pies.
Edward.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, is Edward Cullen the actor or the character?
Character.
Edward Cullen is the vampire, yeah.
Okay.
The sparkling one.
The sparkly vampire.
He's also the dead guy in Harry Potter.
Speaking of the dead guy in Harry Potter... What movie are we watching tonight?
That segue sucked. Mine was better.
The one I said earlier was great when someone said adult.
Arlen,
adult.
Segue, what? Take it away.
Oh, Breeders. Watching Breeders. It's about aliens that fuck women who are virgins.
Yep. It's more or less the plot of Species, except...
earlier than Species.
It's 1984? 86?
Six.
And 97. This movie was remade.
We're not watching the remake. We're watching the original. Much like we're watching the remake of Willard when we eventually watch that, which is on the top of my want-to-watch list. Because despite all my rage...
I'm still just a rat in a cage. Just so terrible.
Okay.
The trailer literally plays that song for Willard. Mm-hmm. If you do not remember, Willard is the movie about the man who can control rats.
Pied Piper?
Yes. Played by Marty McFly's...
canon in the Back to the Future universe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to see a movie about that?
I mean, it looks funny. A cat
falls off. At least Breeders has boobs in it, right?
Well, Willard might have boobs.
Breeders looks like it has a lot of boobs in it. The trailer, the whole premise of the trailer was, hey, this movie has a lot of tits.
I have a prediction about that.
That's right in the spirit of this show. Speaking of predictions, segue, what do you think is going to happen? Oh, real quick, because first-time guests always have trouble with this. We always forget to tell them. We do the three predictions, and then we do the wild cards.
Okay.
So don't say your wild card with your predictions.
All right.
There you go. I finally warned somebody. Trade with me. You and me, we got the exact same amount of eating this pie. Now I'm eating the key lime pie. So all you at home watching on our live stream, you can comment on how Tommy is enjoying his key lime pie, and I'll send an emoji back.
I'm already thoroughly enjoying this key lime pie.
Key lime's a lot better.
I enjoyed the chocolate pie.
You want to try it back?
Here. Is that half? I don't know if that's...
Yeah, you can have some lime.
I don't know. I'm happy. Try mix it with the peanut butter. Mix it with the peanut butter. Come on.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, do it. Mix it with the peanut butter. No gods, no masters. What do you predict is going to happen in this fucking movie?
Oh.
You fucker.
That's really good.
Dirty fucker.
My mom was bald.
Oh, you can curse on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, make jokes about a rapist.
Brock, he's not alleged.
Alleged rapist.
It's not alleged.
I'm pretty sure.
Convicted rapist.
Wait, did you use air quotes? Did I just see you using air quotes? Like air spoon quotes with your pie?
I've got a pie in one hand and a spoon. I can't do any quotes.
There's literally a video of him doing it.
Well, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
What?
There's video evidence.
Hey, we're making Brock uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah,
he just wants to hear us talk about what he thinks is going to happen.
Sorry, Brock.
He's trying to escape his own reality.
Yeah.
Hey, Brock, fuck you. Stop listening to our show and fucking kill yourself, you rapist piece of trash.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Now that we have a fan base of zero again, let's predict what's going to happen in this fucking movie.
I guess I'll go first.
Chris,
yeah, go for it.
What do you predict is going to happen in 1984's Breeders?
I believe. I heard the six. I don't know if the mics picked it up, but thanks for the correction.
1986?
Yes.
Oh. Well,
I believe that the female protagonist will lose her virginity to the male.
Her virginity.
To the male protagonist, which will end up saving her somehow.
A la... To cast a deadly spell.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We watched a movie where that happened, Dana. That's a thing you weren't there for.
Except it wasn't the main protagonist. It was his dickhead partner.
Yeah. It wasn't his partner. It was just some guy he knew.
Mm. No, it was statutory in that movie.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, it was statutory.
He definitely...
She was 16.
He picked that ripe tomato.
Gross. It's something they say in the movie.
Nice.
No, I just refer to women as tomatoes. Yeah. It's just a thing I started doing.
Fresh produce? There you go.
Look at that stick of celery.
So, it is January.
Look at that bushel of broccoli.
Ah, oh, look at that cabbage. Yeah, I don't know.
Mine was better.
That's disgusting. Nobody likes cabbage.
That's not true. Irish people like it.
Well, that's...
They're not people.
That's true. Oh, all
right.
There we've lost another fan base.
You,
we've lost the rapists and the Irish.
God damn it.
All
right. There's a lot of overlap in there, though.
All right.
Take that,
Chris, what do you predict is going to happen in 1986's Breeders?
Number two, the male protagonist will have a date that will become an alien before their date. I'm expecting this to happen.
Are we sure they're aliens? The movie says, the trailer says they come from underground. I mean,
yes.
There was definitely a space saucer.
One of the posters is literally a flying saucer.
Okay.
And also, the movie description says...
Hey, this peanut butter's good.
I know. It's really fresh.
It tastes like peanuts. Like, not as much like butter.
Yeah, there's not any, like, preservatives or bullshit in it.
Wow, where'd you get this?
Winco Foods.
Winco.
You always win. At Winco.
I thought...
Oh, that's such... Oh, come on, you can get that.
Okay, number three, the virgins will birth the final alien before they die. I would predict that they will fail to save the virgins.
Wait, so like they...
So, hold on.
I'm
but if they're pregnant...
I predict they're being used as breeding.
So, okay, so you're talking about like the cabal of naked women we saw in the trailer.
Yes.
Okay.
That they're going to fail and that there's going to be a big alien and they have to kill a big alien or something.
Like a queen, because I had a prediction that was originally like that, but I scratched it out.
Yep. And that, those are mine.
Dana, would you like to go second or last? You have no other choices.
Ooh, I will go last because I need to fetch a pen because I finally thought of the word that I was thinking.
Okay.
Oh, because clockwise versus... Okay.
clockwise, anti-clockwise, as the Brits say. Ooh, look at those wings. You got garlic parmesan wings.
I did not.
Those look
I
like
got
that.
Garlic.
These are lemon pepper. You can smell them.
Oh, lemon pepper is not as good.
They're much better. Have you had Wingstop's lemon pepper?
Wingstop.
It's where the wings
stop.
You need to
stop.
Just stop. For wings.
Just stop. Just fucking stop.
Just stop.
This is Wingstop's slogan. Just fucking stop.
Why didn't you get any of their awesome french fries, Chris?
Well, you have to stop because it takes 18 minutes to get your order.
Jesus Christ, it does.
No, it literally does.
No, remember when McDonald's had wings for that brief time? You could order them and they popped right out?
Yep, they had them for the Super Bowl.
They had a bear in the back of the kitchen just shit them right out?
Ew.
Yep, they were bear wings.
Hey, isn't it Tommy's turn to go?
Yeah, it's mine. Prediction number one, written verbatim. Those fuckers arrive from space at the start. So the very opening shot of this film is these motherfuckers arriving from space.
Do they have, like, their own language, do you think?
I don't think they put that much thought into it.
Okay. It's like, if they're talking to each other, like, hey, this looks like a nice planet full of virgins.
It's going to be the Star Trek thing, where they discover a brand new planet, and they just kind of speak English. It's just easier that way. Granted, translators supposedly do all that in Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to assume that...
What about Men in Black?
Shut up.
number two.
Prediction number two. You know that cliche in sci-fi horror films where there's a couple in a car and the dude's pressuring the lady to lose her virginity? Well, guess what? This movie's going to have a couple in a car parked outside of town up on Makeout Hill, and Bobby's going to be talking to Bobby Sue about popping her Bobby cherry.
Hey, in the Bible, it's Bobby and Eve, not Bobby and Bobby Sue.
Bobby Sue is a lady's name. Eh?
Boy named Sue.
You just want to make a joke. You
boy
just
named
want to me. Boy named Sue. What? Get the fuck out of here. Thank you for the pie, by the way. You're a dear friend. Prediction number three. So at the ending, there's that cabal of naked ladies who like have some body paint on them. My prediction is that a naked woman in an alien costume will lecture the main character on the folly of mankind.
Okay.
That's not your multiplier.
I mean, that could happen.
Can you not see that happening?
I can definitely see that happening.
One stands up and talks about how, like, men, our planet, got rid of men years ago. Wait a minute. These aliens are raping women.
Yes.
Well, they're going to say
they're lady aliens who are raping women because they can't have... Because their species got rid of men, but they still multiply through...
Do you realize this is essentially a Grindhouse movie, right?
I don't know. A naked woman in an alien costume will lecture the main character about the follies of man.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Okay, I think that'll be
that's a really good guess.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Arlen.
All right, so first guess is a person's heart will be shown. Because there's that scene where the guy's like body was being ripped to shreds by magic. I think that something like that's going to happen.
Space
again.
Magic.
Yeah. And someone's heart will be shown.
There's a lot of body horror implied in the trailer.
So someone's going to burst open and their heart's going to come out or whatever.
We will see a heart.
Exactly. Number two, the bad creatures are not going to be from the sewer, but they're going to come out of it in one scene, like out of the toilet
or
the sewer.
Turtles.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd actually be really clever if they came out of the toilet.
It would be, because
toilets is where butts go, and the monsters are looking for some tight ass.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, also, toilets are like one of the few places where you're like the most vulnerable.
Mm.
Oh, that's smart. That's really smart. You're the only person in horror ever to figure out that toilets represent vulnerability.
Like that Ghoulies movie.
Like that Ghoulies movie. Or a certain man by the name of Alfred Shyamalan. Hitchcock. Hitchcock was the first person ever to show a toilet on screen.
That's true,
excellent.
It was. Yeah.
Excellent point. I was going to say something, but I don't want
to
make this.
I was giving it to you.
Yeah.
I was passing the ball to you.
Excellent. Yeah, he was the very first one to show a toilet on
film. All right, so number three. A woman's head will be straight up demolished. Because in this movie, it seems like...
That was in the trailer.
That was a man's head.
Was it? Yeah, that's why. Because in this, it seems like the women... They're raping them, but what if they killed one of them instead?
Oh my god.
And like burst her head open.
Brock Turner would love this movie.
Anyways, moving on. Dana, what are your guesses?
Well, he's not listening anymore.
Yeah.
Well, we just got him back.
You gotta understand, this is my first time on the show, so mine might, I'll have to see how these go. They're kind of a stretch. It's more what I want to see happen than perhaps what might actually happen, but we'll see what happens. My first one is one of the monsters will encounter a non-virgin and will explode on contact. or upon seeing and encountering a non-virgin.
That's pretty good.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Number two, a man will be pulled into the pit of women. That's what I'm calling that, that we saw in the trailer.
Nice.
And will be torn to pieces.
Oh, okay.
I feel like this is kind of a thing that a lot of men probably fantasize about, being pulled into a pit of lots of naked women.
And being
but
dismembered.
Unfortunately,
yeah, being dismembered.
Yeah, unfortunately, it will be his unbecoming. So, and
like Captain Rhodes in the Day of the Dead.
Yeah, but that wasn't women, though.
Those were, there's some of them were women.
Yeah, that's true.
Day of the Dead, Captain Rhodes.
You wanted to fuck zombies?
Choke on him!
He gets ripped to shreds. It's really stupid.
You wanted to fuck zombies?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, that plot's old. That's been done.
Zombie fucking?
Zombie fucking's been done. And the comics, wasn't that a thing that the governor did? Because the Walking Dead comics are...
Greg Abbott?
Like one... Yeah, Greg Abbott.
That's why he can't walk anymore.
Don't, Chris.
Christopher B. Bacon. No, sir.
Now we lost Greg Abbott.
Well, two people listen to this show. We've gone from 2 to 0 in the span of 30 minutes.
Boy, pick Brock back up for zombie fucking.
Yeah. We've lost a horrible monster in Brock Turner. Take that, Greg Abbott. All right,
my third prediction will be that there will be a monstrous birth. One of the women will get pregnant and give birth to a monster deformity, some kind of alien nastiness.
Like that scene in Prometheus where the lady has the crab.
C-section,
crab C-section.
I thought it was
squid C-section.
I would also settle for like a alien type, like...
Yeah,
right out through the chest, but that was a guy, so I guess that's not really so much of a birth.
That's a birth.
I feel like that should be worth like 2.5 points.
So. No, I mean, you said a disgusting birth. Does it say woman specifically in the third prediction?
I just said there will be a monstrous birth.
So if a chestburster happens, that's full credit.
Yes, absolutely.
And guess what? Guess what was going on in the 1980s? People were ripping the fuck off of Alien, because Alien was the best thing anyone had ever seen.
78? 79?
Yeah, Alien was a touchstone in horror. Just like Jaws, and just like another famous film,
Jaws 2.
Psycho.
Yeah,
there we go.
1960.
And that other one where Birdemic, Shock and Terror.
The Psycho remake.
Starring Vince Vaughn.
We should watch the Psycho remake.
Well, we know what happened in it.
That's
I've
true.
Never seen it.
Isn't it
a
Shop for Shop
remake?
Is it really?
Except it's starring Vince Vaughn, so it's great.
Did you know that every single time a movie podcast or a movie blog mentions that the Psycho remake is Shop for Shop remake, a fairy dies?
Well, that's... Oh.
I tried to go
Wait,
for a...
ring a bell. No.
I'm just cut all this.
Helps,
I'm
right?
sorry.
What kind
I
of fairy do you mean?
That gave angels their wings.
I'm so lost. I'm not sure
Is that
anymore.
A puppy's...
A puppies?
What?
What about puppies? What would be puppies?
Puppies give angels wings or some shit. Who knows?
It was in Hook. You have to clap your hands. You have to clap your hands, and that's how Tinkerbell stayed alive.
Yeah. The,
right?
way, the only way you kill a fairy is, well, I said a new thing. There's two things that can kill a fairy. One is by
Mike
saying...
Pence. Oh!
our fan base is very small.
It's shrinking by the moment.
Funny to imagine fucking Mike Pence in his like Palpatine robes sitting at like the edge.
Oh my gosh. I bet he could do the voice perfectly.
If I'd ever heard him speak, I've never heard Pence speak, so I always imagine that he just communicates
I imagine a very effeminate voice coming from him.
No, it just kind of sounds like this.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's fun to imagine being Palpatine.
I'd like that.
Unlimited power.
I knew you were going to impression. I bait and switched.
Yeah, you were staring at me. Because
I was waiting for Chris to do a Palpatine voice.
All right.
I couldn't think of any of his lines except for that one.
I miss Dylan. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, because we all suck so much.
He did pass away.
Yeah, he did.
No,
he's no longer going to be on the podcast.
No, he'll be on the podcast. Give him a little faith.
Unless we get a Ouija board. Ring back.
I didn't realize there was an opening.
Dylan, what do you think? Silence for 10 minutes while he answers.
So are we doing a wild card?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Wild
I forgot about those.
Me first, because I went first.
No, go for it.
Okay, sure.
Multiplier. I had a different wild card and decided to change it because I had mentioned Men in Black. The aliens will sustain themselves with sugar. As in Men in Black.
Okay.
That'd be funny.
Sure.
Unlikely.
It's unlikely, but then it could happen.
What is that? We'll be killed by water?
I thought you needed salt.
You need sugar.
Sugar. A little sugar?
Yeah, because when I was a kid, I saw him like, oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. I also survived on sugar. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I can't do it.
Sugar. More.
I'm not saying you can do it. I'm just saying I also can't do it. My wild card. The little person. Chris. The little person from Twin Peaks.
What do you want me to say?
Will appear in this film. Just using a politically correct term here.
I was the one who said midget.
That's not an offensive term.
Yeah, it was Dylan who brought it up for no reason.
Yeah, he started talking about Wizard of Oz. For no reason.
Alright, so the little guy from Twin Peaks.
Who wears the red suit and dances in the
Who speaks backwards, okay.
Yeah, I figured Twin Peaks started early 90s, so his career had started. In
yeah,
Netflix,
maybe.
So maybe it'll be like a dream sequence and he'll come out.
Almost certainly not. But
I have no idea who you guys are talking about. So.
Did you ever watch Twin Peaks?
I've been to the restaurant.
That removes your credentials.
No, I have not been to the restaurant either. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I know it's being remade and it's supposed to come out this year.
Twin Peaks? The restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Alright, my multiplier is the Breeders will break into song.
That's a very unlikely one.
Mm-hmm, but they could.
It could happen.
Oh, what if they like do a whale song?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what it's like.
Okay, mine's a little bit, I guess not as wild as I'd hoped, but my wild card is there will be exactly 6 instances of towel removal.
That's
very
good.
Specific.
Yeah, very specific.
We saw one in the trailer, and there could easily be 5 more.
Okay.
Well, I'm optimistic.
I hate it when there's one like that because it means I've got to pay really close attention to the movie. Yeah. Usually not.
I'll tally.
It's like, I don't want to pay attention.
We've had predictions where we didn't pay attention to the trailer, so.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm. Have we done everything we need to do?
We have to do a sign-off before we go watch the movie.
Is that a thing?
Well, we have to mention our sponsors again.
I know y'all usually have people sign waivers, right? Just in case, like, some...
No, it's important. They get too scared.
Yeah.
They realize they become a part of something they do not want to be associated with.
It's like, oh.
You said a sponsor earlier.
Squarespace?
Jif.
Edwards.
Well, we always have Squarespace.
No, we're not part of sponsored by Jif. We're shitting on Jif, because Jif is not nearly as good as this Winco peanut butter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Audible, Squarespace, NatureBox.
If you want to sponsor us, give me a call.
Give out your personal number.
Go for it.
Do it, you bitch. Do it, pussy.
you don't even want to give out your name.
214-676-7616. Call me. Call me on my phone.
You know you're going to edit that out.
I will not.
Brock's going to call you.
Yes, yeah, what if he does?
Brock already calls me all the time. He calls me at 3 a.m. crying. It's like, dude, fuck off.
Does he drive by your house real slow?
Why does he call you at 3 a.m.? What's he doing at 3 a.m.?
He's not sleeping, I can tell you that.
He's listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
He just listens to it over and over and over again. He has them all memorized.
Only the golden episodes. All right, he's not mentioned.
Wait, did you say the golden episodes?
Yeah. Did he pee on someone too?
Yeah. Let's not insult Trump. We have already lost enough listeners.
Yeah, we already insulted his vice president.
Actually, the more you insult him, the more followers.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, but we insulted the Irish already.
Is it an insult?
We insulted little people.
We don't need to talk about White Man's Burden, that episode.
We've insulted black people way too many times.
I like to think I've offended them.
I'd say we've insulted them by not having any black people on.
This is going down a dark corner. Yeah, I was going to make a joke. My stalker is Brock Turner. Ha 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 ha. Bringing two jokes together like Jerry Seinfeld. I'm Jerry Seinfeld. Hi. Jerry Seinfeld, everybody, he's our sponsor. Comedians in cars getting coffee. It's a funny show. Just
and
like
gonna be on Netflix.
All right,
it's all getting cut. We cut a while ago, probably.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, let's go see the shitty movie.
I thought it was funny. Whatever, fuck me.
I don't know.
I think theme song. I'm seeing the song from Grease, I think.
Yeah,
that's You need an intro
what?
Song.
Grease Lightning?
Yeah.
What's the song from Grease that I'm singing?
Grease Lightning.
You're the one that I want. That one?
What is it? Like a gavel noise? Like Law and Order?
Mmm.
Dun dun.
That'd be good. Speaking of gavel noises, whoever made this film was probably arrested. At the very least, sued. Mm-hmm. Breeders was a piece of shit.
It really was.
It was an excuse to get a bunch of women into a pool of semen.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm curious. I'm curious if once production was over, like, everyone else got to, like, you know, take a dip.
In the semen pool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, the texture of the pie we're eating...
It's very semen. Yeah. So
it's just very good.
To make sure we get context, this was a quintessential B movie where mm-hmm. everyone acted poorly, nothing happened.
There's a lot of nudity.
It's really a cover for a porn.
It was a medium for seven different women to be raped and then walk around the city naked, possessed. Then the ending of the movie is every woman who had been naked in the movie earlier is in a giant pool of cum. Swimming around in the cum, rubbing themselves in the cum, and then someone murders them all inside of it. That's the movie in a nutshell.
They're already not people anymore. Because they're no longer virgins.
They've been dehumanized.
Yep.
Stripped. And you can just see the shame in the young actress's eyes. And now we're eating pie, which is very reminiscent of the cum bucket.
To make ourselves feel better, yeah.
Which had, like, snake scales. Am I crazy?
That no, you're not bucket? Crazy.
It totally did.
Mm. This creature was part snake. Or something. Whatever.
Fuck you.
It did look a lot like the fly.
It didn't make any sense. He said it was like some fungus or something that came to Earth originally.
Yeah. Spore. He used the word spore.
Mm-hmm. I was like, that's my favorite video game.
Which I was going to make a joke saying spore is almost as bad as this movie.
Mm. Was Spore the game by Maxis where you made penises?
It's by the same... Yes. Spore. It's by the same guy who did The Sims. I can't think of his name right now.
Maxis.
No, it's Will something.
Max Smith. Landis.
Yep, Will Smith. Yes, mm-hmm. Max Landis, writer of American Ultra.
Oh, is that who that is?
And Chronicle.
I don't know if that's right.
Yes.
That is right.
Friend of one of your favorite shows, Red Letter Media.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
You know who.
Who's the show that dedicates itself to the Scarlet Letter each week.
Okay, good. No. I was worried that, like, there maybe there's on the show out there that, like, reviewed bad movies. And I was about to be like, hey, that's our thing. No one else is allowed to do that.
Yeah.
What grade it's do you cool. think Brock Turner would give this movie?
Oh, very high.
Oh, no. It gets at least one letter grade less because none of the women were unconscious.
That's not true. They were in the hospital.
Not they while they to. Were being assaulted.
This is true. That's true.
That...
There was definitely that one for Brock. There was that one doctor who kept going to all the ladies who were unconscious and just like touching them while they were unconscious. Just like their shoulders.
Yeah, and he gets killed for no reason.
Yeah, well, that was the entire movie. The movie had no point.
He didn't touch them, did he?
Yeah, he did. He touched like her cheek.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, you're healed. It's magic. You were ugly before.
He brought her flowers and stuff, and she's like, he definitely had to have been a virgin. That's why he had to die. Yeah.
You know what wasn't been mentioned yet until just now as I'm mentioning it?
This
just
movie
now?
Sucked.
This movie sucked. A ton of this movie took place on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times they couldn't think of what to fucking do, so just, like, I guess they'd pick up the phone and talk into it for, like, 30 minutes.
Also establishing shots and lingering shots of nudity.
Legitimately, basically... like 15 to 30 second establishing shots.
No, I mean, a genuine 15 to 20% of this movie is establishing shots, and a genuine 15 to 20% of this movie is a naked woman walking away from the camera.
I would say more and than 15.
And the rest is comprised of opening credits and the main doctor standing over the copy machine.
Her name was Dr. Gamble Pratt.
Gamble Pace?
Gamble Pace. Gamble Dr. Pace. Gamble Pace. And she was a gorgeous model who couldn't act to save her life. She did the classic B-movie thing where she opened her eyes too wide and then just looked off. And if you had guessed there won't be a lot of blinking in this movie, you'd have gotten a full 5 points.
That's true.
There were multiple scenes with no blinking.
I've made fun of Ethan for that prediction in the past because I thought it was a bad prediction until I finally saw a movie where there is noticeably little blinking.
Yeah.
No one blinked in that movie. Everyone stared off and they know they can't see you doing that. It's a podcast.
I can see. You can imagine.
Can you imagine Chris sitting there with his eyes boggled open like Dr. Gamble Pace?
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave out Detective Andrade.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. Andriotti. I think it's supposed to be...
I only read it because the credits.
I loved the script of this movie because it was like...
Terrible.
Whoever wrote this movie had never written anything before, so they were just, oh, it's a noir thriller about a detective trying to solve a rape mystery about a rape fly.
I'm sure they wrote porn before.
Let's have the woman on the screen describe how and why she's a virgin at this moment.
Mm-hmm. To her mom.
Yeah.
Well, she asked, there was the other one to explain it to her, like, boyfriend.
Hey, mom slash boyfriend. Yes, I am still a virgin. Why do you ask? Oh, nothing. Just taking my clothes off.
Because I expect the rape fly should come by soon.
And there was that one scene
where she was about to get raped by the...
Brock Turner.
By Brock Turner.
Brock Turner hopped in, and he wanted to play Brock's favorite game, which is zipper for button.
Yeah.
Buttons.
Zipper for buttons.
But then our hero came, and the alien rapist killed Brock Turner so that he could rape the girl.
And then, moments later, that woman was depicted in a pool of the director's cum underneath the Empire State
Which,
Building.
Which, within the universe of the movie, doesn't make any sense, because it took each of them more than 24 hours before they transformed, except for her.
I don't know what the time frame of that movie was.
Also, the...
I don't think there was one.
The
that naked lady when she does yoga for 15 minutes?
No, the woman who runs the agency.
The woman who's naked
just disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She got... Yeah, she got raped by the thing and then was gone.
She probably didn't want to get in the pool of cum.
Yeah, no.
I think she was in there.
I was about to say... No, she wasn't in there.
I think she was. I mean, I saw one. I'm like, what are you doing? No,
that woman had a really distinct jawline.
I think she was in the pool of cum.
I think she showed up to set that day and she saw the cum pool.
No, she was in the pool of cum.
And she was like... No, I've had it with your shit. Because she was the only actress.
Viewers, watch the movie and tell us who all was in the cum bucket.
She's probably affiliated with a guild and decided that she was protected from that, surely.
The Adult Film Actresses Guild?
Yeah.
That's the one.
AFG.
Man, that's not funny.
AFAG.
Wait, Adult Film Actresses Guild. What would that say, Tommy?
It would say, you know me and my
disownment. I'm trying to get Mike Pence back.
What about Jared Fogle?
Oh,
he still
yeah.
likes us.
Hopefully.
Jared Fogle really enjoys...
Hey, we did have a movie statutory rapist.
That's true.
Yeah, he would have liked this one too. I can imagine Jared Fogle like just kind of like coming out in a bathing suit and getting in the cum pool with all the ladies and eating a Subway sandwich.
He pulls out his old swimsuit just to show him how much weight he lost.
And the ladies just dancing around him in the cum. Yeah. The director's cum, I should mention.
Yes.
Can he be, like, feeding them sandwiches? I mean, they're all hungry. Especially cocaine chick. That was.
Open your mouth wider. I need to put this
foot
long
this
down.
I don't know how interested Jared Fogle would be in a group of naked adult women.
That's what I was saying. Not this movie.
Well, let's keep catering to the rape community that enjoys our podcast.
Oh, my God. All right, Mr. President.
We should get footage of Trump listening to something like music, except put our podcast over it, and it's just him nodding with approval.
Yes, I've seen that film many times. Yes. As he twiddles his fingers. Over
like Mr. Burns.
Yep.
Well, fuck Breeders. Breeders was a terrible film.
It was
film.
A terrible movie.
It was failed as a porn, and it failed as a horror, and it failed as a sci-fi. It also failed as an 80s. I guess it didn't fail as the 80s.
The hair was funny.
Yeah.
I feel like it did fail as the 80s. That hair was the only 80s thing about it.
There were no Rubik's Cubes.
The horrible, horrible blue eyeshadow.
Yeah, that's true.
But
Dr.
Gamble Pace was the gorgeous woman of the day. Or gorgeous person of the day, I should clarify.
I think there are sometimes other attractive women.
Gerard Butler usually wins gorgeous man of the day.
Why don't you like Dr. Gamble Pace?
No, I said I thought there were other more attractive
women. Is there something wrong with Dr. Gamble Pace that she wasn't the most attractive woman in the world?
Well, she did hire the one guy that was really being the fly rapist.
Yeah, she's a bad manager.
I did not understand his point in the movie.
His point was apparently that he knew everything about the aliens.
And then his face exploded.
Yeah.
And underneath his face was a fly.
Maybe he was the alien the whole time?
Something.
Maybe.
He had a pyramid on his shirt, which is like, oh, he's bad? He's got a pyramid on his shirt?
Well, he's probably
Illuminati,
yeah.
I don't think this movie was smart enough to know how long is, like, the paranoia around?
Paranorman? Oh, I don't know.
I think it's a solid 90.
How long has like the theory of Illuminati been around? Is that
decades?
Yeah, a long, long time.
When did it originate? Well, yeah, I know this movie didn't coin the Illuminati.
It's been around for a long time.
Based upon the first Sherlock Holmes movie starring Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, that's
a few hundred years.
It's a good sign.
Yeah,
it's got RBJ in it.
Yeah.
So are we gonna? Oh, go ahead.
Serena Williams.
Are we talking
about?
Selena Gomez?
Serena Williams? Selena, the Mexican superstar?
What, why did you say Serena Williams?
It's just Selena.
I thought Zool said that.
I'm not right. Zool, okay. I guess
there is no Dana, there is only Zool.
Okay. So, Zool, would you like to go first with your predictions? Yeah.
I think I should go last, because I'm the only one that earned points.
Oh, spoiler. Oh,
you
oh.
think that, don't you?
I don't know. I mean, are you going to prove me wrong?
Christopher.
Crash into a wall and burn and die. Drown in a cum pit.
Mr. Morgan.
All right, Christopher. What's a word point?
Pit of cum points.
We have other segments.
What are the other segments?
What would you do with Love Potion number 9?
Well, right. I know what Brock Turner would do. Let's turn the mic over to him.
Use the bottle to knock the nearest woman out.
God damn it, Chris. This movie more or less was Love Potion number 9, except with alien spores.
And it was also rape. At least Love Potion number 9 had the, like, silliness, like, being, oh, they're just so attracted to you.
Yeah, no.
For those of you who haven't seen Love Potion number 9...
It is a movie about date rape.
Yeah.
It's a rape movie. Just like this is a rape movie. Because, like, before the Common Era, you could do movies with, like, about rape. And it's kind of like, oh, cool, a rape movie. So...
What I'm curious is, like, how many people actually went to go see this in theaters, like, on a date with somebody? And then did the thing, like, the nasty side eye where they just kind of look over at their date? Like,
and they notice him jerking off?
That's not the implication.
I mean, the guy, like, a guy looking over at his, you know, girl date, like...
Seriously, Master.
Hey, babe, look at all these really hot girls in this cum pit. Like, we should hang out. We should...
Oh,
are you being aroused by watching these women get raped?
Like, let me save you with my penis, because it's only the virgins that get attacked, so we should go fix that after this movie.
I thought that was going to happen in this movie. It was probably in a version of the script.
One of my predictions is based on that.
Yeah.
Right, but I really am shocked that didn't happen.
I bet that was in the script. This seems like the kind of movie where the script had more things in it, and they would show up, and they couldn't afford it, or the girls wouldn't do it.
It's like,
no, I won't simulate a sex scene, but I will bathe.
I don't see these girls saying no to much.
Yeah.
Every single female character in this movie, except for the doctor.
Dr. Gable Pace. Yeah, and the homeless lady wasn't raped on screen.
She was not raped on screen, but she was raped.
Why would... Okay, so this needs to be brought up before we go any further. There's the mentally handicapped homeless lady who has a scarecrow as her child. She gets raped.
She has a...
And then her body,
specialized alien.
Her body decomposes and is like a sack at the ending, and she has a vagina baby, and they have to fight the vagina baby, and that's just part of the movie?
Vagina baby, who's immune to bullets, but apparently not throttling its throat,
or beating it on the head with a piece of
a 2x4. Yeah.
Doctor Procter and Gamble. I mean, Gamble and Pace.
Doctor. Gamble Pace.
Is really good at just whacking things.
She's also a good friend if you're a virgin and you're worried.
Which is surprising. Since she's a virgin, you'd think she wouldn't have much experience whacking.
There's a lot of virgins in this movie.
We don't know that. I mean, whacking is not necessarily losing one's virginity, is it? So.
And the question was
I don't know. We'll ask Greg Abbott. He'll know. He's an expert.
It's a lot like Gremlins. Like, how do the aliens know? Like, I know there's, like, a membrane that exists in the vagina, and once that membrane is penetrated...
Only
like,
some people even have that.
Well,
yeah.
And that can be broken in many other ways.
Like when you first step on it.
Like riding a horse.
Riding, yes.
Marathoning, which is a thing I do, by the way. I run marathons.
But
finger-fucking can even make you lose that
membrane. Riding on a cactus.
He had sex with the,
Yonkers.
I almost said something I shouldn't have said. So.
Well, go for it. We can edit it out.
No, it was going to be a rape thing, isn't it? Jared Fulcom, I'd like this joke. Continue.
No, I'm not saying that joke. It's not appropriate, and it's not...
This whole film wasn't appropriate.
That's true.
No, movie... Like I said earlier, someone got a producer from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Well, that was also the thing. The dude had to confirm with the doctor that she was a virgin. So maybe it was waiting for every phone call that they got and was just like, oh, I heard him say.
I mean, that magic monster bug did just show up different places with no reason of reason how it got there.
It was after every time where the girl mentioned, oh, I'm a good girl, I don't do that.
Except for the first one who was dancing and doing gymnastics.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She did do coke.
She did do coke, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she's a virgin. And that didn't come out.
She seems clean. She's had coke in her system.
She's not a virgin at all. But they didn't know because he still fucked the old lady.
And that was the only productive pairing in the film.
Was
monstrous,
it?
Monstrous.
I thought. Okay, wait. I think I actually understand the movie. The homeless lady did not have good offspring. That's why it was like a deformed vagina monster. Mm-hmm. And then the ladies in the cum pit were going to like turn into monsters. Like
there was only one alien in the movie, I guess.
No, because the dude with the pyramid, Illuminati man, exploded into a fly.
Yeah, but that's because he was being embodied by the alien.
This movie sucked. This movie made no sense. The only thing I'll ever remember about it, because it felt like something out of a weird dream, was all of the women bathing in the cum pit.
Not the color swapped Mario and Luigi?
Oh, well, yeah, that was kind of funny.
Turn on the power!
I'm a doctor.
Okay,
I'm a detective.
The best
it's
part
a woman, so they're not crazy.
There's a woman, and he like puts down his newspaper to help. That's good.
Whoa.
We better turn on the power.
Are there subterranean tunnels that connect all of New York City?
According to a lot of movies, yes.
Yes, and apparently that's the only place in the world you can find red brick dust.
Yeah, the certain kind of red brick. That was a dumb movie.
Yeah, the Ghostbusters go down there too.
That was an old subway tunnel, though. This wasn't a subway tunnel. This was just a subterranean tunnel.
They did. That's why the third wire or the third rail was down there. Because it was supposed to be a subway.
Okay.
That's sure. Why they're like, oh, the third rail. You remember the whole point where she pointed out that they're in a subway and had to explain everything that was going on around them. And then, let's electrocute them with the third rail.
This movie had a lot in common with Ghostbusters.
Sort of.
Yeah, there was
not quality.
Goo. A lot of cum. There's a lot of cum in Ghostbusters.
There's a lot of cum.
Have you seen Ghostbusters 2?
I know.
Do they get rid of their guns? They get rid of their guns.
Have you seen
for cum guns?
Oh, that's true. Slimer.
The only thing I wish is that the guy, creepy triangle on a shirt, you know, beard guy, when his head is exploding, I wish he would have just been like, and I would have, like, succeeded if it hadn't been for you darn kids.
He did lose his beard.
He did.
He did.
Yeah. I think it's because he wasn't supposed to have it for production.
Yeah. And he refused.
The guy who did the makeup.
Matches his crazy eyebrows.
The guy who did makeup was decent.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I mean, that was on, I won't say it was on par, but it was... as
was
good
on
as the Thing.
It was not as good as The Thing.
No, nowhere near.
Higher budget.
Nowhere near as good as The Thing.
The bubbling on the chest and the expanding popping face, that was pretty good.
It was as good as The Thing. It was as good as Videodrome.
Okay, I haven't seen Videodrome.
Okay, well, I know what we should watch for another episode.
I've seen a scene of Videodrome.
Yes, you have.
So he puts the tape in his body?
No, it's the one where he shoots the politician or whatever with his... hand vagina gun thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the politician's body starts like boiling.
Guys, sex is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the '80s. It's amazing anybody would survive. But it's because of this movie. It's because of this movie right here, because a lot of people went home and they were like, I gotta get rid of this virginity thing, it makes me a target.
Yeah, supposedly in the '80s that was like the highest time for sex. Like, more sex was had than anywhere else, any time else in America.
And they didn't even have, like, social media to do it. People were just going out and fucking.
I know.
Probably all the coke.
Yeah.
You think it was more sex than the 60s?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Condoms were plentiful.
Yeah.
Everyone was, like, dying in the 60s, too. Yeah.
There were also less people. Because of all the fucking in the 60s, so they had a bunch of babies in the 80s. And those babies had to fuck. And there was no Vietnam
War. The baby boomers confused with...
We need to call in a special
generation.
Jared Vogel loves baby fucking.
How much fucking was fucked in the '80s?
Oh, Chris, just say your predictions, Chris.
We still have another segment.
No, we don't.
Fix it or franchise it.
Yeah, fix it or franchise it.
We do that after predictions, and you know
God
that.
Damn it, Arlen, why are you so?
Know that.
What are your
obsessed
predictions?
With order? What did you write on yours today?
Just dollar signs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the female protagonist will lose her virginity to the male protagonist, which will save her.
This movie didn't have protagonists.
In a dream sequence, the doctor did have sex with the protagonist.
Didn't save her,
though. Have sex. They were just naked in bed. Well,
I think he made a joke about protecting her with.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Okay, yeah,
you're so
right. I'll concede two points.
Because it wasn't to protect her, but it was.
It's 2 points. It's sympathy.
My penis was inside you, kind of thing.
Yeah,
a sentence you've never gotten to say before.
I say that to every lady.
But be sure you follow through. It was just a dream, and then she woke up screaming, so it must have been horrible.
Well, no, it's because he turned into the fly monster.
Yeah. And also, the ending credits, the first, at least the first 30 seconds, were just her screaming over the credits.
It was very artistic.
Yeah.
No.
The male...
Dr. Campbell Pace!
Number two.
Mom, I'm a virgin!
The male protagonist will have a date that will become an alien before the date.
Zero.
Okay.
No, there is no justification. There's no sympathy out of that one.
No, it's a big old goose egg.
They planned a date.
And neither of them or the fly.
No, that's a big old goose egg.
Why didn't they make a joke about when they're playing Zipper for Button, about like a button fly and they got killed by a fly? There's some wordplay that could be done there.
Well, it's rape, Tommy. I made a joke about it.
That's Love Potion number 9. Yeah. You did that movie weeks ago.
There's no giant bug people who fuck anything. There are monkeys that fuck monkeys.
We'll see in the sequel, Love Potion number 10.
This doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
No.
No, because one's named after a song.
What's your third prediction?
Love
Potion number 10 was in Love Potion number 9.
No, Love Potion number 9 was in Love Potion number 9.
No,
it's Love Potion number 8 is what they used the whole movie.
Oh, you're right.
Love Potion number 9 was the pure love will conquer all thing.
Yeah, it was dumb.
So it was like, it doesn't matter if your lover is being affected by Love Potion number 8, the rape won't take.
How about your last prediction?
Okay, last prediction.
Someone out there is listening to the Brock Turner's out there listening to the White Man's Burden episode. And he's like, I don't know how they get any worse than this.
And so I watched the second movie all about rape.
Gotta cater to your audiences.
Alright, your last one.
The virgins will birth the final alien. That did not happen.
Yeah, I don't know what they're even doing.
They were going to.
Maybe.
The virgins birthed nothing.
They were pregnant.
They were, but they're going to turn into. I'm giving them one sympathy point. You can have 1 point.
I'm not going to win anyway. You're not going to win anyway. Yeah, you have 1 point.
Yeah, yeah, 3 points.
3 points.
Good job, Chris. You get a clap. You get applause. My predictions.
The audience loves that.
Yeah. I think it's sitting down at zero. To quote, those fuckers arrive from space at the start of the movie.
Nope.
They don't arrive from jack shit anywhere. There's a French man at the beginning of the movie who turns into a heart attack and then dies.
French man?
I thought he was German or something.
He was Jewish.
He was old.
Well, I don't
see. Oh, yeah.
That's why I kept making jokes about Schmier.
I don't see ethnicity.
Hey, yeah, Bernie Sanders made an appearance in this movie.
Well,
is
that's
a
zero
young,
points.
Old Bernie Sanders.
Wait,
old Bernie
Sanders. It doesn't arrive from space, though. Yeah,
we don't see it arrive from space.
That's zero.
Couple in the car, virginity talk.
So, nope.
But there's that cliche scene where, like, that lady's naked, and then a man breaks into her house and is like, when are you going to give me your virginity?
Yeah, I want to give you 1 point because of that. Because
I had
one discussion about, no, I can't have sex with you.
I believe in the sanctity. And she had that giant pot that was empty, and she just kept pretending that there was soup in it, but there was no soup in it. It was just the director's cup.
It was Kevin's chili.
We had to melt that shit to put it in the cum bucket.
I don't watch.
Oh, it was the director's frozen cum.
Yeah. He'd been storing that for a long time.
Mm. All right.
Next one.
Third prediction. A naked woman in an alien costume lectures the folly of man to the man.
No.
No, a dude who is not naked but is an alien.
He doesn't talk about the folly of man.
He
just talks about where the aliens are from.
He does say that, humans are selfish and blah blah blah.
That's you have a point.
Yeah, I have a point.
Yay, I get 2 points.
Okay.
I lost to Chris.
So
I play this game to win.
To beat me? Dylan's asking if he can come in.
Come inside, Dylan. Jesus Christ. I've got a tight.
It's just
I got it.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
We're all in the group text.
Well, sometimes I don't pay attention to things. Arlen, what did you predict was going to happen in this?
Number one, a person's heart will be shown. No, that didn't happen, so zero.
I mean, you can get partial credit because that dude's just, like, chest exploded.
We'll get partial credit for number two, I guess. Bad creature comes from the sewer, kind of.
We never see it.
It's not the sewer.
It's also not a subway line. And it's underground.
It is underground. Like,
I will give half a point.
Okay, I think I have a
point. Half 1 point?
Yes. We've never done half points before.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll be the first half point. Number three, a woman's head will be demolished. Nope, 0 point.
A dude's head is demolished.
It's a 1 point for gender swap.
That was in the trailer.
It was in the trailer.
Yeah, it was in the trailer.
So you, 0 points.
Was there another head, though?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. The point five.
Well, there's all the women's heads got magically healed.
That's true.
But they had acid dripped on them.
Not on their heads.
No, it was on their faces.
Yeah, they said they were like, ooh, it must be some kind of acid damage. They'll never be pretty again.
Yeah.
Oh, they
which is
fine.
All they're worth.
They look just fine. They just had to take a semen bath. It clears it right up.
Yep.
Nothing heals wounds like swimming in semen.
All right. So does that leave me and my predictions?
Yep.
All right. Let's see. My first one was that a monster will encounter a non-virgin and explode on contact.
That would have been interesting.
I really wanted to see that, but it did not happen. So 0 points for that.
Did encounter a non-virgin and exploded inside of her.
Ew.
Gross.
My second one.
A
man will be pulled into the pit of women and torn to pieces. That didn't happen. I was really disappointed.
That would have been interesting.
I really thought that it was going to happen, and it just didn't. It didn't.
Now,
do
you get partial credit because there was man inside of a pit, as in there was a man's juices?
I mean, if you want to give me points, I'm not going to, like, turn away
from
points.
That's no funnier than what I just said.
You know what? You got to grasp at straws. Like a naked lady in a pit, you just kind of beckon and grab.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll take no points. Because I did get the next one, I'm shocked, that there will be a monstrous birth. And there was. I was really impressed to see that there was a thing born of this unholy union of rape fly and homeless subway living lady.
But you don't get full credit because we didn't see it happen.
I didn't say that we'd see it happen. I just said there will be a monster.
Yeah, it's 5 points.
It's 5 points.
So I'm taking all points.
Mm-hmm.
Taking all
right.
4 points.
All right.
That's kind of bullshit. I want to go back to Nim's Island again. I was told we did not see Gerard Butler die the second time, and therefore it did not count.
We saw the after effects of the birth here, though. We didn't see him, like, drowning in the water.
Yeah.
He's gonna fishing his corpse out.
Yes. I'd still say 4 points.
And Nim's Island.
Oh, we already gave him 5. Can't turn back the clock.
Yes, we can.
No,
all right, so how would Love Potion number 9?
What about the multipliers, man?
Oh, yeah. Chris, what's your
rule?
I got 0 points. The aliens never care about sugar unless you think that semen pool was just a lot of sugar.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of sugar content in semen. I'm a scientist. I know these things.
Oh, pineapple makes it taste better, supposedly.
So that would make sense that you could flavor your...
Yeah, there we go. Multiplier.
That's
times
half,
two, I got 6 points.
That's half the budget was all the pineapple juice for the directors, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Craft services.
Don't worry, ladies.
Pineapples.
At least it smells good.
The little person...
No, he was not.
He was not.
The little person from Twin Peaks will make an appearance.
Nope. All right.
He does not.
The breeder is breaking the song. Nope. I end with 0.5.
There was a lot of moaning. It was kind of rhythmic. They were touching
the
nipples.
Well, okay. If this was like one of my normal guesses, maybe. But that's a multiplier, so no.
My wild card was there will be exactly 6 instances of towel removal. I feel like I got really close if we included also removing shirts and blankets. That would give me 5, but there's only 2 actual instances of towel removal in the
even if we counted those, multiplier has to be dead on.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I have to mention that I got close.
Yeah, you came close. It was a good guess. So I believe Dana wins on her first appearance.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
Mm-hmm.
Only Zool.
Only winner.
So, thanks for having me on. This was fun.
Oh, it's not over yet.
Unfortunately.
Okay. You have to suffer through more bullshit.
Segments. What would you do with Love Potion?
We already went over this.
Well, no, we didn't answer the question, though. What would you do with Love Potion?
In this movie.
I answered
yes.
it. I answered what Brock would do with it.
I don't know what Love Potion or 9 could do to solve this.
Well, Love Potion 8... That's really what you'd be using.
Very valid point. That undermines everything we've done.
Yeah. So let's skip Love Potion number 9 for
as we do every episode. Because we say we would not use it
yeah.
because it is a date rape drug.
And unless it's been clarified, I think we should announce everyone's stance on rape in this room, that rape is wrong,
it's
evil,
wrong.
And no one should do it.
Yes.
Of course.
And no one should make light of it with jokes. It's a very serious thing.
Are we going to have like an opener to this episode?
A disclaimer for
yeah.
sure.
I mean,
if you are triggered
yeah.
by any kind of talk
episode.
About rape, this movie is rife with it. So
if Brock's gonna hear that warning, he's gonna be like, okay, whatever, rape's not a real thing.
What is it that one politician has said, like, the body has a way of shutting that stuff down?
Yep.
Well, then you can just shut this episode down.
He's actually a big fan of our show. We shouldn't
do that.
That's
a legitimate rape guy. By the way, that guy's campaign was run by Kellyanne Conway. Oh, fun fact.
Also a big fan
of the show.
Wait. So somebody actually read her application and, like, saw that on her application? And
not someone.
Her?
Donald Trump, the president.
And he made a good choice
because
he won.
Oh, all right. That's debatable.
Other segments.
No. Other segments. Fix it or franchise it. In this segment, Dana, we either decide that this movie needs to be fixed and how we would go about fixing it, or that this movie is perfect as is and it needs a sequel, and what would we do to make a sequel? You can go last if you would like, or
I would
first.
Prefer to go last. I need a moment to
Chris
to think about how I'm going to...
Okay, yeah. First of all, we need to cut about 90% of this movie and just make it porn. Like, that's all they wanted
to
do. That
would be a really boring porn. It'd be women walking through corridors.
And rubbing semen on them.
So a fantastic porn.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be someone's fetish somewhere.
I mean, that's not that uncommon of one.
Yeah, naked women walking down dungeon corridors, nerds will be all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that your entire answer?
Yeah.
Okay, how to fix it. We're on to me. I would fix it, but, like, did anyone here ever play Metroid Fusion?
Yes.
Well, Samus Aran, her body gets so infected that they have to, like, remove parts of her and integrate it with the suit. So, like, when it's done, it's an entirely new thing. Like, she's no longer Samus Aran in a power suit. She's, like, a new creature.
Yeah.
That's what this movie would be after I revamped it. I would take the only things that were interesting in this movie, which were bug creatures and cum pits and kind of, like, the noir detective thing had going on. And so I do a movie about a noir detective underground New York wandering through cum pits shooting bug monsters. And that'd be kind of the whole movie. It was just a lot of green lights, red lights, naked ladies.
Same production value, too?
No, much higher production, because you're going to have entire, like, lagoons of cum swamp.
Oh, because I imagine this whole film of yours could have been filmed in, like, a laser tag right now.
Yeah, actually, that would fit. You just have to fill it with the director's cum. Same director, because that guy can supply. Just give him some pineapple juice, and he's good to go.
His refractory period is ridiculously low.
I would call the movie John Breeder in Cum Lagoon.
Pretty good. I'd fix it and just, like, delete it from the earth.
This movie sucks. Just a cop out.
Well, okay, fine. I'd fix it and I'd trim all the non-sex stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say trim their bushes.
You have
It's the 80s. That's iconic. Yeah.
There's a lot of bush.
In fact, I think I'd enlarge in the bush. Just to be contrarian.
I mean, you never have too much bush.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have too many tan lines, though.
There's a lot of damage. No,
like if this movie could have spent $15 less on pineapple juice and sent, like, the cast of ladies to the beach for a weekend.
Naked?
Yeah, and get a good tan.
Oh. I felt them up on pineapple juice. They're not coming on anymore.
Yeah.
There's your sugar.
Alright, Dana, would you fix this movie or franchise it?
I would most definitely franchise it.
Okay.
And create Rape Fly 2. The
spores.
The subtitle is "The Spores That Survived," because this is a spore spreaded condition. What if, you know, this is a subway system in New York City, so probably there's rats down there. So the spores get all the rats, and then oh my gosh, they're all over New York City because it's New York City.
And the rats
right?
start raping
sex
people.
Rats.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there are sex rats and sex rapey rats, and also fly rape. And but then the problem is that it's limited to those two, and it's contained two species because there are no virgins in New York City. Let's be real.
No, just a bunch of naked women, virgins on the phone.
Claiming virginity, but you know we all know. So in effect, these spores eventually die out. But I feel like it would be a good start to a franchise.
You're better at pitching movies than whoever made this.
That's true.
How many naked women would there be with the rape rats?
They're like humanoids. So like we can, I mean, I don't know.
Are they furries? Are they rat furries and cum pools?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like that should be a thing. And this is, of course, where we have our Mario Brothers actually come in, and it turns into, what is the film?
Mario Brothers
come in.
It's a crossover, right?
Oh my god, yeah, this could be a perfect crossover with the Super Mario Brothers movie. That movie has a ton of disgusting slime as well.
What year did that come out, Chris? You're like a computer.
89?
Jesus Christ. Do you think it was inspired by this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. 100%, obviously.
So the sequel's going to have John Leguizamo and
Luis Guzman fucking a cow in the mouth.
Yes. That's exactly what they did. They probably saw the cum pool and they're like, that, but bigger.
Yeah. How can we make that an entire city?
Cum Lagoon.
John
the Goo Lagoon.
Lagoon of
like the Goo Lagoon from Mario Brothers.
All right.
There you go. Plans for the next
one. We've got one more.
I want you to write it down.
One
you
more.
Wrote down one bullet point with no more bullet points. Spores? Question mark. Arrow to rats. Arrow to sewers. Crossed out. Subway. Arrow to NY. Arrow to no virgins in New York City. Arrow to dies out. Arrow to containment.
That's exactly what my dissertation was like.
I think you just pitched the movie Evolution, starring Dave Duchovny.
Well, the only problem with this concept in the movie and in your movie is that if a spore got into the New York subway system, it would be murdered by all the other disgusting shit in the New York subway system.
That's true.
Like
at the same time.
Ghosts, goblins,
Geo the Carpathians, semen pools.
Our bearded friend that let us know all the secrets about these rabies flies also said there's a lot of spores from other, you know, in other galaxies and things like that. So maybe, you know, there was more than one influx of spores.
We never saw them come down from space. You can't have a movie about aliens that doesn't show them come down from space. You gotta show them come down from space.
Sure you can. We just had one.
You gotta show a shot of a comet. What's our other segment, Chris?
Tagline.
80s, tits, done. No one else has to go.
Okay, good, thank you.
That's it. Dana, do you have a tagline for this movie?
No, I didn't have
one. Come pool.
Come all.
Oh my gosh. Rabies flies. That's all I can keep thinking about.
Come for the tits, stay for the jacuzzi.
Come for the pool. Come pool.
Okay. Do you want to say that as Plinkett?
No.
Okay.
Because that's not a thing we own. That's not our bit.
Yeah.
It's someone else's bit.
It sounds like one of their bits.
It does.
Hashtag it pays to not be a virgin.
Really?
I've gotten this far.
Alright.
Shut up, Tommy.
What?
Okay, so...
I've never known the pleasure of the flesh. Don't play with the mic.
Look out for flying.
Anyway.
We never found that guy whose son had been missing and had been...
The gay guy whose chest exploded?
Oh, that was
that
him.
That was him.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
that
then
was Ted.
He had discovered the spore because he...
Oh my god.
He went on archaeological digs with his gay friends in the weekend?
Gay.
No, that's totally what the gay community of 1986 was into. They were going underground New York City.
Stuck in the underground.
Finding lamps and then selling antiques on
the
black market.
That's where the cum pool came from.
Oh my god.
Is that homophobic?
What?
No.
Guys jerking off into the pool? You don't have to be gay to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Spoken with authority.
Bush and Kerry jerked into coffins.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
You bring that up.
It
did happen.
Okay, we have one more segment.
What?
Which is, what did we learn? Oh, wait, do we recommend movies?
No, we don't recommend
movies. Well, let me say this safely. I give it a soft, kind of. I mean, it's a B-movie. It's not as funny as Troll 2, but it's a B-movie.
Yeah, you can pass on it.
I wouldn't give this movie a soft anything.
Soft stool. No.
Soft one right in the half tan buttocks.
Everyone. That's the tagline, is half tan buttocks.
Yeah.
No, I give it 5 half tan butt cheeks out of 10.
Okay.
It was a B movie. It was a B movie with bad acting. The plot made no sense. There were weird creatures. I mean, this is when you want to watch a shitty B movie, this is what you watch.
It really is
better than Ghosts of Mars.
Yeah.
Fuck Ghosts of Mars. That was boring.
That movie was supposed to have a sequel. Also, I read somewhere that it was originally supposed to be John Carpenter's Escape from Mars, starring Kurt Russell as Snake Plissken.
Plissken.
Yeah.
Penis skin.
That's what it was originally supposed to be. Thank you. He wanted to make a Mars movie starring Snake.
That would have been better. But now we're done with the recommendation segment, I guess.
All right, so
what did we learn today?
So, in this segment, we each say our names one at a time and say what we learned today, and then the podcast ends. Sorry, Brock.
Till next week, buddy.
Until next time.
So, who would like to go first?
How about you go first, Chris?
Yeah, think of something funny. Think of a stinger.
Tommy, you go first.
Oh.
This is taking too long.
Okay. Oh, I got one.
He's got one.
Hi, I'm Chris Morgan, and I have learned a new fun game I'm going to be trying out this weekend.
Called Let Me Save You From Rape Flies?
Buttons.
Oh.
Oh, that's a rape game. He had a steak knife.
Not if you're role-playing.
Chris is, like, taking moves during that game, like, oh, okay.
Holy shit, it's Dylan!
Dylan hasn't learned anything from this movie.
Yes.
Go, Tommy.
Dylan, come here, buddy.
You guys can't keep doing this.
Come here, buddy. Hey, Dylan, say hi.
We need to end this so we can record part
so
two.
But according to our
damn
our fan census,
I missed the best one so far.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun.
It was also freshly ground peanut butter.
Yeah, there's still some of that left.
Dylan, what did you learn today from watching Breeders?
This movie about rape, and there's a lot of naked women who have bad tan lines, and there are fly monsters. The only interesting thing that happened is there was a giant pool of cum, and women were bathing in it. So what did you learn today?
I think I learned...
Say your name.
Hi, I'm Dylan.
Thank you.
And I think I learned that I, number one, need to show up way early. Number two, you know, there was a time in the world where women had bad tan lines and bathed in cum. And that's okay.
It's good for your skin.
It's called the 80s.
It's protein.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of those. I'm Tommy. I'm Harvey... last name, and
Tommy Harvey Largent.
Tommy Harvey.
Don't you dare fucking use my middle name. You don't get to use my fucking middle name.
What's your middle name again?
You'll give out your phone number for any ladies who need saving from rape.
I did give him my phone number. You can call me. Call me Brock.
What's your socials? You know for sure.
Six. I almost did it, but then I realized
my
source was
six
idea.
Too.
I know the last
mine
four digits of yours.
Oh my god, it's like you're born at the same time.
Weird.
Mine doesn't.
I'm Tommy, and today I learned there is no Dana, there is only Zemul.
Okay, Arlen, I learned that women love cum baths so much that they'll bathe each other when they're in it.
Absolutely, it's more efficient.
Yeah.
Is that really a thing that happened?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really a thing that happened.
No, well, they never say it's
cum. It's called bleeders.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You can just check it out sometime. There's a lot of nudity in it.
We still have Pulled Up Man if you want to watch it. Like,
mm-hmm.
Is that the one that's like, it was like an hour long?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
yeah.
found the shortest movie we could.
And I guess that leaves me.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Dana, and I learned that you never call your mother and tell her that you're a virgin.
Yeah.
But, well, if you're
you
going to, you take
wait, what else are you going to tell your mother?
Yeah, definitely, definitely before you take any phone call, you definitely, or cook something on a stove.
That was the director's cum.
Yeah. Definitely get completely naked. Anytime you go into your own home, you definitely are completely naked.
Or at work.
I just,
that one way
yeah,
you just
I
did yoga naked.
Apparently,
after
women get naked as soon as everyone is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's why they're...
Alright, good episode.
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan
and produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at bmoviedm, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B,
there
movie,
you go.
And then the letters DM.
We'll see you next week.